Omer Abai, Lo Shonu Ela Be'ilan Shetachtov Yud Beizam. This halacha, that if you said Tachas Ha'ilan, and you weren't Miyachid a place, that it's no good, is only if under the tree there were 12 Amos, at least. Aval Be'ilan She'en Tachtov Yud Beizam, but if there aren't 12 Amos under the tree, Hari Nixas Beiso Nikr, then at least part of it is Nikr where the place is. In other words, if it's less than 12 Amos, and he chooses the middle four, then the middle four has connection with both sides. Because you can't split it evenly into three, four Amos places. What you have is four, he has four Amos somewhere. So we're assuming now that the four Amos are in the middle. The four Amos in the middle, they overlap the side, right, by, three and a half, three and a half, and four. Okay? So, in order to have four on the north side, you'd have to have a half of an amma into the middle. In order to have four ammas on the south side, you have to have half an amma into the middle. So, the four ammas in the middle overlap both sides. So, wherever the four ammas are, they overlap a half an amma on any side. So, if he meant the middle, he had four ammas in the middle. If he meant the sides, a half an amma is overlapping the middle. So the Maisa, that half Amma, at least is Nikr. You know for sure there's one half Amma that's, no matter which four Ammas he chose, is included. One second, the world says, I'm really sure. Rashi, Lo Shonu, the Adarav Koi. That what Rav said, according to the reasoning, that it's because there's not a Makom Mesuyam, Yud Beis Amma, O Yosef, or more than 12. Then it wouldn't be good. Deikala Meimer, Dala Dehai Gisa, O Dehai Gisa, O Mitzoy, Hilkech Lo Mesayim. Because then you could say there's four Amas either to the north, to the south, or the middle. They're not overlapping, and therefore we don't know which four Amas he chose. Avol b'yud aleph hari mixes beis on nikr. Yesh l'cha liver shir shvisa besof yud aleph halal. If it's only 11 Amas or less, then shal korchot mixes beis on besocha. Right? Somewhere there's a half an Amma that for sure is included in this. U'mayinin hu arba metziyosa, the four Amas in the middle. The Ibadi du Amar Shapir. If he meant those four in the middle, fine. The Ibad the High Geese, if he meant the ones to the north, Obad the High Geese or the ones to the south, Hari Chatsi Amma Me'elu Me'elu Besocha, then a half an Amma is still in the middle of the four. So if you take those four to be the Iker, a half an Amma, wherever he picked his four Ammas, a half an Amma is Nikr. Shalom Tzoyis Hilka Chavisiyum Liknos Bayis. Therefore, since it's a Mokum Nikr, it's enough to be Kone, to be called Deso. To be called a shvisa. However, right, since we don't know exactly which four amas he chose, it's chamer gamel. We give him the more chamer dig on each side. But lamaisa, it's called a makom mesuyam because at least a half an amma is nikr.
Okay.
You don't have to know. We know for sure that one half an amma is somewhere within these four amas in the middle. So that's good enough. Where it says, Maskelor, Funa Bereid of Yeshua, Mimai de Ba'arba Metziyosa Komisayim, Dilma Ba'arba de Haigisa Ba'arboi de Haigisa Komisayim. No, who said that he meant the four in the middle, and therefore it includes whatever side will be, maybe what's it called, he wanted all four Amos on one side, or all four Amos on the other side. And therefore there's nothing that's for sure within there, right, on both sides. Elor of Funa Bereid of Yeshua, Lo Shona Elabitlan Shetacht of Chesamos. It's no good even if it's only eight Amos. Because it could be what's it called that it's this four, this four, or this four. Even if you talk of Zion Amos, if it's only seven Amos, then whatever four Amos you're going to have is including all what's under the tree. Somewhere under there is a part of these four Amos. Hari Nixus Beso Nikra. Then for sure, a portion of the four Amos, we know where it is. Because it has to be in the middle. Rashi. Who said that he meant the four middle ones, and then if it's less than 12, the four middle ones include part on the right and part on the left. Right? Maybe he didn't want the four in the middle. Maybe he wanted the four on the side. And then we don't know which side. And nothing else is included in that. Oh, the high gisa bocharlei. The ainu yodea es elu. The kiman the ikal esluke bahani uvahani. The ain elu nivlos beelu. And if you pick the sides, then they're not overlapping at all. Ain kansi. Then there's no makom mesuyim that you can say for sure is included. Chesam. Therefore, Rav Huna b'Rav Yeshua says the case that everybody, where Rav would agree, is the case where it's less than 8 amas. The ikal lemeimer, the high geese of Bachar, or the high geese of Aloha Visil. If it's 8 amas, then you could say maybe he chose this side or the other side and they don't overlap. But if it's 7 amas, no matter which side he picked, middle, sides, they all overlap. Aval zayin amas al karkel mixes base on nikrba also ama im choice. Right? In the middle ama, for sure it overlaps. The efsher shalo birulo. The ibe emso ha'ilam bachar le'dalat amas harehi mehen. If he chose the middle 4, then that's it. If he chose the right 4, right, then they overlap the middle. If he chose the left 4, they also overlap the middle. There's nothing he could have chosen that some point in the middle isn't included in both sides. So you need a makom mesuyim, and here's a machlokas, how much of a makom mesuyim. The Dibrei Yecheskel brings down 3 shitas. He brings down the Rambam holds a kol shehu. As long as there's something overlapping, even a kol shehu, that's called makom mesuyim, and that's nikr. The Rif holds you need at least a half an amma, like the Havamina was, right? That you need at least a half an amma overlapping. And the reason for that is that Gimel Tvachim is already considered a Makom Chashuv. Right? It's out of Lavud, and half an Amma is 3 Tvachim. And according to the Rav, you need a full Amma, which is Mashma from this case, that one Amma is at least overlapping. And the reason for the one Amma is because it says Shvu Ish Tachta, the place where a person sits is an Amma. So you need at least an Amma to be called a Makom Shvisa.
A tree is three-dimensional.
What?
A tree has also to all 4 sides. So you know where is the ammo in one side of the tree, but you don't know if he meant the other side of the tree.
Maybe that's only called tachas, the tree, in the side part. It's a horror what the Gemara is talking about. It's not talking about any other part. It's talking about the direction he's moving, that side of the tree, but not the sides of the tree that are not the place where the direction he's going. Because as he passes by the tree, he wants that to be a shvisa. But the other sides of the tree or whatever are not no gate. Okay, let's go on. Tanya Kavaisi the Rav, Tanya Kavaisi the Shmuel. It's a braisa that says like Rav, and a braisa that says like Shmuel. Tanya Kavaisi the Rav, Mishababa Derech, the Choshkalo. A person is traveling, and he sees it's getting dark. Bahaya Makir Ilan Ogether, and he recognizes a tree or a gather, a Mokum Masuyam. Ba'omar Shvisasi Tachtav. But he didn't say he wants his shvisa to be in a specific place. He just said underneath the tree or by the wall. Lo amar klum. Avalim amar shvisasi makom ploni. So then it didn't have help anything because you need because of dov mesuyim or because zeh chazeh eno bevasachas. But if he said shvisasi b'makom ploni, he said my shvisa should be in these dalad amas. Mahalachat shmagil osa makom. And he can walk till that place. From that place he has another 2,000 amas, because that's where his shvisa is. That's dafka, it's a place that's clear, that's set out. In this case, you don't even need dalad amas. That's mesuyim. The whole place is a dover mesuyim. For instance, a tail, which is 10 tvachim high, and it's at least 4 amas wide, until Beis Hashem, because then the whole area is enclosed. And until Beis Hashem, you don't need an enclosed L'shem Dira, and therefore it's not enclosed L'shem Dira, but it has mechitzas around the whole thing. The whole thing is considered Dalad Amas. So if you said, I want my Shvisa in that place, that's a Dover Mesuyah. The whole place is considered Dalad Amas. The Chen Bika, Shiyamuka Yud, or you have a valley that's 10 Tvachim deep. Vihimi Dalad Amas at Beis Hashem. Same thing. It's from at least Dalad Amas till Beis Hashem. So there, that whole makom is called Dalad Amas. It's more than Beis Hashem. It's not Hukaf Ladira, so the mechitzas don't help. But until Beis Hashem, the mechitzas help to make it considered one Dalad Amas place. Avu b'makom she'ein mesuyim. But if there's no fence around it, there's no mechitzas, then you have to be mevarer for Amas where you are a kol neshvisa. And if you're not mevarer it, it's just somewhere within this area. I have 4 amas, and it's no good. Ain't loyal at dalad amas, and he only has dalad amas from where he was walking. If 2 people walking, one recognized a tree. He knew there's a tree in the distance. Nobody could see it, but he knew about it. And the other one didn't know about it. The other one makes the other one the shliach, right? and you make shvisa for both of us. V'hamakir omer shvisa sigmokum ploni. V'abed dvarim amurim kishasiyim daladamas shikova. Avalosiyim daladamas shikova lo yosas mkomo. Right, so this Beferish, this Bryce says exactly like Rav, that you have to know exactly where the daladamas are. Sometimes you can have a whole area that's considered daladamas. But if you don't have an area that's daladamas because it's enclosed in a mechitza, then you have to specify where your daladamas are. If you didn't, then you lost everything. You lost your shvisa where you are, because you didn't want it where you are. You wanted it under that tree, which is 2,000 amas away. And under the tree doesn't help because you, what's it called, didn't have a makom mesuyim. So you're stuck. You can't walk to the tree. You surely can't walk past the tree. You can't walk more than 4 amas from where you are. That's where you're stuck. You don't have shvisa where you are. You don't have shvisa over there. That's what Rav said. Okay. Or it says, Lema tahavi tiyuv to the Shmuel. Let's say this price is a kash on Shmuel. Amar lecha Shmuel, hacha mayaskinan, ki gon de ikam imokom ragla viyad ikro tre alfei viarba gamide. Right? Here it's talking in a special case where there's more than 2,000 amas. There's 2,004 amas from the place he's standing to the tree. And therefore, won't help. Right? And even if you give him the entire place of the tree, he's what's it called? He's out of his tomb. So therefore, he can't walk anywhere. Right? Shmuel said the case where you get a place that's not mesuyim under the tree is if that whole area is within your tomb. So at least you could get there. Now we don't know where there is, so we give you the chumrah of both sides. But if you can't get to that place, right, then for sure you weren't called the shvisa there. And also you didn't want to be called the shvisa here, so you lost everything. Shmuel would agree where the tree is outside your 2,000 amas, that forget it. Because if you set the 4 amas, we don't know where the 4 amas are. Could be the farthest 4 amas. If they are the farthest 4 amas, then it's out of his tchum. So then he can't move anything. So the chumra, we say maybe the 4 amas is the ones that are the farthest, and therefore he doesn't have shvisa over there because it's outside of his tchum. It's more than 2,000 amas away from him. So isim daladamas matzi ozel. The ilo lo matzi ozel. But if not, he wasn't messiah, then we're afraid that the 4 amas is outside of his tchum, and therefore he can't move at all. If all the 8 amas is within his tchum, then we're just not sure where his tchum begins. The beginning 4 amas or the end ones, we'll go to both sides of chumra. Rashi. Shvisasi makum ploni, kin mefarish v'ozim. Shaya also makum mukav mechitzos. If he said, my shvisa should be in that place, and the place was surrounded by mechitzos, v'roi lios kulo kadaladamas, and therefore the whole thing is considered daladamas, hilkak lo tzorek l'siyumi be daladamas. You don't have to be messiah, a specific daladamas. The kule kadaladamas, the whole thing is considered daladamas, and it's mesuyev. U'mahalich is kulo v'chutzol al payamama. You can walk that whole enclosed area plus another 2,000 amas. In a place where there's mechitzos. Then you don't have to have a specific 4 amas, and the whole thing becomes like 4 amas. It's less than 4 amas. What's mahalachas kulo? You always have 4 amas. So that's no Indian. Elamai has to be more than 4 amas. And it can't be more than 2 besosayim. Since this is natural mechitzas that were not put up the shame dira, lo mahanyan le mechitzas to shavi kedal ramas. Mechitzas don't help for an area more than beis osayim. Avamakum sheino mesuyim kolomer sheino kula reshus achas shel dal ramas kigon sheino lo mechitzas or sheyesh ni yosri beis osayim. But if it's a place where the mechitzas don't make it dal ramas, then ein lo besocha le dal ramas levad. Then you only have within that area daladamas, plus another 2,000 after that. Levad me'alpayim misham v'hala. Uboy l'shumebe. But there you need to specify where your 4 amas are. Hay minay, ukir mefarish v'ozul, come on. V'chimisayim lu kani lu. U'mahalach misham v'hala alpayim amas. V'tot mechitzas ol lo min aminyan. Okay, so that's what it's called. And the 2,000 amas are included in what's in the mechitzas are included in 2,000 amas. You don't have 2,000 amas beyond the mechitzas because the mechitzas don't help. They enclose an area more than Vesosayim, which is not Hukaf Adira. So you have 2,000 amas including the area within the mechitzas, not besides it. V'medvarim amurim d'mamakom sheinu mesuyim kani le'niyo dalad amas l'shvisa v'alpayim me'an l'chol ruach, then the sign dalad amas shekava, v'dalad me'bohen, shayelo bohen simen. Ilan or Evan. The Amar Ba'osim Daladamas, Teshri Sasi. It's only if you specify the specific Daladamas. But if he didn't specify a specific Daladamas, then Lo Yosus Mekomo, Afilu Psiachas. He can't even walk one step out of his Daladamas. Mi Daladamas Shal Mokom Raglav. Tein Lo Shvisa Lo Kan Velo Kan. Tiba Mokom Raglav Lo Rosh Liknos. V'chan Sharotza Lo Siyan. V'chan Lo Karat. This Mamish, this price is exactly a grab. Or says, Hakma Eskina, the Tony Lo Yosus. So Shmuel says, no, I can set this price, talking in a special case. Where aren't you allowed to move out of your Arba Amos if you weren't Messiah in the specific Dalet Amos under the tree? To Ikam Imakum Raglav Ad Ikro Trei Alfe V'Dalet Garmide. Trei Alfe L'Tchuma V'Dalet L'Shvis has exactly 2,000 Amos and 2,004 Amos from the place he's standing till the tree. So, Kulan Kalim Imakum Raglav Ad Ikro V'Dai Nof De'Idach Gisa De'Ila Nota Chutz L'Kulan. And therefore, that's till the bark of the tree. But there's still a whole area under the tree that's outside your tchum. And maybe you meant those four amas. So therefore, since we have to take that in consideration, we don't know where your four amas are. They could be outside your tchum. You can't move any out of your dalet amas. Because if they're outside your tchum, it doesn't help for sure. You can't be kona shvisa outside your tchum. The imok misle be'ilach gisa de'ilan kom le'labar mitchuma. Shematanosi lo shvisa tachas hanof shebe'ever hasheni. If, in fact, he meant the four amas under the branches, on the other side of the tree, then the place where he's standing when it got dark is outside the tum of the place that he wanted to become the shvisas. It doesn't help. So therefore, if he said specifically, I want the first four amas, then he can walk there. And he can walk past there 2,000 amas if he specified those first four amas, because that's still within his tchum. But if he didn't specify, then we have to be mesupik. Maybe it's beyond that. If it's beyond that, then it's no good at all. Have a low siyim lo yesh lomar be'ever hasheni kocha bariu achshav chutzul tchumo ve'ein lo ela dalet amas dechiyom reshmul delikne shvisa tachas ha'ilin afagav v'lo siyim u'motzi ozul kigon shekol tachtav shel ila b'soch alpayim dalet amas. The whole dollar, the obviously, the shvisa tachtov mati tchumayu ad mokum raglav. Right? When did Shmuel say that it helps, even though you didn't say specifically where it is? If there's no place under that tree, even the farthest point, it's outside your tchum from where you're standing now, then we're just not sure where your tchum ends. So we go to chumrah. But if there's a place under that tree that's outside your tchum, then we have to take that as part of the sotik. And if that's true, then you have no tum at all. Then you're stuck where you are with dalet amos. And that's what this price is talking about. Hilka shvisa kana lo sham, aval eino yodea im bitzlono bedromo. Lefichach yodo atatona bolim do mitzlono shalilin tzadeso apayim od lo midromo, mekatsun lo kol tumo, kol shiur tatov shalilin, velo yagia lebeso. Bolim do min adorim shalilin, velasu lachorim, imokam raglo, kimidis tatov shalilin, modin lo mitzlono shalilin. That's the normal case of Shmuel. That all the area under the tree is within his tum, but we don't know which part. So then we make the chumrah. If he wants to go to his house, we say it's the farthest area from his house where he has shvisa. If he wants to go backwards, we say it's from the farthest area, what's it called, from where he is now. So he's limited to each side the chumrah. But if there's a part of this area that's outside his tum from where he is now altogether, then we have to be mesupik. Maybe that's where he wanted to be kona shvisa. Then it doesn't help at all. Because you can't be kona shvisa outside your tum. Memele, he's stuck where he is. Okay, let's go on. Tanya kavasi de Shmuel. It's a braisa that says like Shmuel. Ta, the eruv v'shtei ruchas. Person made a mistake, and he made an eruv to two different directions. Erev Shabbos. He made an eruv to the north, right? 2,000 amas. And an Erev to the south, 2,000 hours. You can't do it. He's going to shvisa in two different places. So, kimidumahu shema arvin lo, v'shtei ruchos. Either because he made a mistake, he thought you could do that. And you could go Friday night to one side. He had a shalom zocher Friday night and a kiddush in the morning. So the Friday night shalom zocher was 3,000 hours to his north. And the kiddush was 3,000 hours to the south. So he put an Erev at the end of the 2,000 amas so he could walk another 1,000 amas. Okay? So, what's it called? And he thought you could do that. You can make two Erevin and use one Friday night and one Shabbos. It doesn't work. Because you have to make one Shvisa for the whole Shabbos. Either your Shvisa is 2,000 Amos to the north or 2,000 Amos to the south. And you lose the other side. Right? Oh, Sha'amar La'avodah. For he told his servants, Suvi Irvuli. And he told two different servants, go and put an Erev. And they went and did it, to each one to a different side. Echad Irulav L'tzafon, Echad Irulav L'dorah. And we don't say in this case, the Ritva says, I think it's Ritva, that L'tikunei Shadartich of Lo'lavasi, that we don't say that I made you a shliach for my good, not from not my good. Because both of them did what was good. Shaila is only because they both did. But neither one did something wrong. Okay. Mahalach L'tzafon Keruv L'dorah. He can only walk to the north as much as if his shvisa would be to the south. In other words, if he made an Eruv 1,000 Amos to the north, okay, that's his Makom Shvisa. So now he only has 1,000 Amos to the city, and he loses the other side, 2,000 Amos. He only has now another 1,000 Amos to the other side. He loses 1,000 Amos on that side, and vice versa. Okay. Uledorim Keruv Eletzofel. The Mitzu Alava Satchum, if he made 2,000 Amos to both sides, then he loses everything. Then he's stuck in his house. Because he lost his 2,000 amas from the house to one side. He lost his 2,000 amas to the house to the other side. And lo yosus minkomo. There's machlokas over here. He's shown him what lo yosus minkomo. Does he still have at least the whole city as dalet amas? So minkomo means he can't walk out of the city at all. But he can walk within the city as much as he wants. Or no. Since his shvisa now is outside the city, on one side or the other, he loses the city as dalet amas. Because he wasn't shobeis in the city when Shabbos came in. Because he was outside, basically his shvisa was somewhere else. So it could be he can't move from his house bechlal. He has dalet amos, that's it. His own house, and that's it. Rashi's mashmi, he can't move out of his house. And some things, the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch say like that. The Torah says that he has the whole city still. Whole city is considered like Dalet Amos. He doesn't lose his city as being like Dalet Amos. But you can't move outside the city even one step. Okay, Tiyuf to the Rav. Here it says with Eirish that if a person had intention for two different shvises, he doesn't lose both of them. Right? That he has the chumra of both, which is similar to what Shmuel said, that I didn't want to have the shvise over here, and what's under the tree, what's it called, doesn't really, we don't know where it is. You get the chumra of both. Right? And here it's mashma that's the case. That you get the chumra, both things, but we don't say that since it can't be chal together, it can't be chal, any non-number chal. Right? So the chorah, it's a question on Rav. Where it says Rav Tanu, Paul, again, is a brisa not like Rav? First of all, Rav has another brisa that says exactly like him. And besides that, Rav's a Tana, and he can argue. Right? And Shmuel wasn't a Tana. Rav has a din of a Tana, and Rav can argue on a brace or two. Rashi. Tov Erev Lebez Ruchos, Ledar Mulitzov, and he made an Erev both to the north and to the south. Kimadu Mahusha Mutter Lassos Kane, he thought you could do that. The Leila Shachris Khan, Varvis Khan. The Kivinch Niskavin Lishtehem, the Ha'achasu de Consolo, the Eni Odea Ezuhi, Nosen Lov Chumrezu, the Chumrezu. Right, and since he, what's it called? Didn't know what's it called, so give them the chumras of both. But both of them are chal. Not neither one is chal. Mahalach l'tzofon keruv l'dorim, l'dorim keruv l'tzofon. Mahalach mibeso l'tzofon keshir hatchum sheminiach lo eruv l'shodorim. We start and say, let's say the eruv to the south is the eruv. So his tchum now is centered in the south. So he can walk to the north as much as he would have been allowed to walk if his eruv was in the south. The tzadzof, and the mahal kador, and basically kashir tchum sheminiach lo eruv shaltzof, and the tzador, kigon, im lo hutrach alechas ala gimel alotif. For instance, if he only had to go 3,000 amas to the north, okay, lekan, the gimel alotim lekan, and 3,000 amas to the south, the kiddush and the shalom zachar weren't 4,000 amas away, so he didn't have to put the eruv at the end of the tchum. He put it 1,000 amas away, so he could walk another 2,000 amas from there, total 3,000. So now we have a total of 3,000 from his house. He can only walk 1,000 amas from his house after the city to either direction. Because if his Erev's to the south, right, he lost 1,000 Amos on this side because he's 1,000 Amos away on this side. So he's 2,000 Amos, not including the city, 1,000 north side, 1,000 on the south side. So instead of being able to walk 2,000 Amos to the south, he can only walk 1,000. And the same thing on the other side. The Meiruvo Yeshua Apayim Amalachol Ruach. Hilkach Apayim Sheyeshua Litzofel Meiruvo Shebedorim Kolos Lovesof Elef Litzofel Beso. It ends after 1,000 Amos, his talk. The same thing goes on the other side. However, right? However, if they gave him the full 2,000 amas on both sides, then he's stuck, because then his eruv on the north side ends at his house, and the eruv on the south side ends at his house, so he can't walk past his house. So then he stopped and he can't move out either of the city according to the Torah, or he can't move out of his house according to Rashi. Can't walk out of his house. And he doesn't have the luxury of the whole city being considered Dalet Amos. He didn't have kavana to be shovis in the city. He had kavana to be shovis 2,000 amas outside the city. Lamaisa, though, if they weren't mitzvah satum, he has whatever area is left on either side. That means that both tumim are chal lechumra. One of them is chal, right? Lechumra. Right? We don't know which one, but we see you don't say kol sheinu b'zecher zeinu b'vasachas. He couldn't have two tchumim one after the other, yet when he do it together, one of them is chal. We just don't know which one. So that's not like Rav.
What if they're opposite each other?
What?
What if they're opposite each other, one's in this direction and one's...
Good question. He still loses. It does only... Then what? He loses... What? Whatever. Yeah, well, no, not really, because... He loses whatever he has on the other side, he loses on this side. It doesn't make a difference. Because whatever side you extend, you lose on the other sides. All the sides. All three sides.
Does he still have east and west?
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. He doesn't have east and west either. He can only have one direction elongated. It's not Dafka north and south. It's easier to mention north and south. But whatever direction you choose, you lose all other three directions. But what's left, what's not in that chumra, you can walk. The Alpha Gavdalosium, even though you weren't Messiah clearly where your tchum should be. Same thing with Shmuel, even though you weren't Messiah a place, but your Erev is somewhere within there, it helps. This works better according to the Tam of Kol Sheino Bezecher Zeino Levasachas. That's the reason of Rav. According to the other reason, you need a Mokum Mesuyim, it's no Raya from this Braisa. There you have a Mokum Mesuyim, right? But others say, no, since you don't know where your Tum is, in the end, that's not called a Mokum Mesuyim. But it works better according to the other Tam. According to the Tam of Kol Sheino Bezecher Zeh, it's clearly a Raya Keneged Rav. It's a Raya Keneged Rav according to that Tam, for sure. According to the other Tam, there's Rishonim who say it's also a Raya Keneged Rav. Whatever it is, doesn't make a difference, because Rav is a Tamil public. Rashi, Lema Tavi Tiyuv to the Rav, Da Omer Hechad Lo Siyem, Lo Yosus Mekomo, De Bemokam Raglav Lo Rotzalignos. Where you weren't Messiah in a specific place, Rav holds, you lose your Tum where you are, and you don't get the other Tum, so you lose everything. Right? Lo Rotzalignos V'tachas Ha'ilin Ho V'ikala Meimer Ha'chi V'ikala Meimer Ha'chi Lo Kona. Lo Hani V'lo Hani. Therefore neither one is Kona. And you can't move. The Hahacha Amrinan Afal Gav the Ikal Meimer Hachi, the Ikal Meimer Hachi, Kana Bechad Min Ha'Ivrim. Rashi says that since you don't know where his Erev is, that's called Makom Shein Mesuyim. It's not that there's two Makomos Mesuyim, but you don't know which one was Chal. Because you don't know which one was Chal, it's like a Makom Shein Mesuyim. Umotu Lahalav Makom Shishneim Dalsuma. The Ilu Rav Afilu Lo Mitzu Esatchum Lo Yosus Mekomo. The Veso Lo Ratzaliknos. Uvishviso So Erev In Lo Siyim. The high nichole, but which one he wasn't assigned, which one he wants. That's called Enam Asuyim. That's how Rashi was. Well, the Lashon Shamati Kashili. The other Lashon the Rashi says, right? My duch ke lameimer Rav Tana Upalik. Why do I have to say Rav is a Tana? Michti, Klukshaya de Rabu Shmuel, Bemai. What's the Machlokas Rabu Shmuel? The Rav Sover, Lo Kona, Lo Mokum Rag, Lo Velo Klak. What's the Machlokas according to that one? The Rav holds you don't Kona anything, not, and therefore you can't move out of your place. Ule Shmuel, Kona, O Mokum Rag, Lo, O Tachas O'ilah. And Shmuel holds you get one or the other. Either you can walk to the tree from where you are, right? Or you, what's it called? Or you're calling the Tachas O'ilah. And from there, so you get the Chumra of both things. Mosvin and Larab, Mehadik Tani, the Kana Olitzoth and Olidorim. Umahalik Karag Leshneim. Right? Midamya. Ha'al Lidarab. Ha'ka Ichavan Litarvayu. Here you had Kavana for both of them, Rashi says. Right? It's not that you didn't have Kavana for what's it called either. You didn't have Kavana for this one, and the other one won't help. Here you had Kavana for both of them. The Gabe Avodim Nomi Tarvayu Shlukusayov. Both of them are Ishliya. So it's like he had Kavana for both. Ubishteshvi Sosi Efshir. Two shvises is impossible. One should help. In Rav's case, I didn't want one of them. And the other one won't help. But over here, I wanted both of them. And both of them are a mokum asuyim. Could help. Right? And that should be good, even according to Rav. The either shari mimonavshach. Avahasam bimkoma lo ratza liknos. In the case of the Mishnah, you didn't want to be kona on where you are. You wanted dafka under the tree. And under the tree can't help. That's why Rav said you lose everything. The tachas ha'ilin sover Rav kivin lo siyim lav kanya k'niyei hilkach ein lo shvisa klav. Right? And if you'll save him, tomer ha'inu t'yufte. That's what the Gemara's kasha is. Right? That's the kasha on Rav. Amai lo kani hasum tachas ha'ilin o arbet zfonios o arbet dromios v'lesev lechum retarvayu. Same thing is over here. You don't know where his eruv is, where his shvisa is. Give him the chumra of both of them. But let him have one of them at least, the Chumra, the Idach Lishrimi Monashach, in Kedah Shmuel Nami Abituf, according to that Lashon, that's Kashan Shmuel too. Because Shmuel also holds that what's it called, that you don't have both. The Homeforish Bahu Lishnu Lishmuel, Ein Lomino Ilan Bahalaklu. That's the tree you can't walk according to that Lashon. Right? V'amai Mimonashach, Mithilas Ilan Lassad Raglav, Lesev Ve'apain Lassad Beso. Give him as much as from the tree, beyond, as from where he is standing now to the tree. In other words, whatever left of the 2,000 amas. So that's a kasha on Shmuel too. So according to that lashon, it's not going to work out as a kasha only on Rav.